I've ducked out of the main protest and come up to the 6th of October Bridge, which runs across the Nile. And from here, there's a great view, not just across the river, but into all of the major roads leading into Tahrir. And from here, you really get a sense of the volume of protesters that are on the street today. Far bigger than anything we've seen in the past 12 months since Mubarak was toppled. And bigger even, I think, than the 28th of January, which is the day when Egyptians took to the streets in their millions to defeat Mubarak's hated security forces. From where I'm standing, looking south, on the left-hand side is the old National Democratic Party headquarters. That's Mubarak's ruling party that still remains charred and burnt out from when it was set aflame by protesters almost a year ago. Below them in Abdulmonem Riyad Square is completely packed with people heading towards Tahrir, all around the Egyptian Museum, waving flags, banging drums, holding placards aloft. On my right-hand side, on Zamalek Island, there are also protesters in every direction drifting towards Tahrir. Somebody just walking past me now with a giant puppet of Mushir Tantawi, the field marshal of Tantawi, and people dancing around the puppet and chanting down, down with military rule, and Ya Mushir, Ya Mushir, the people are returning to Tahrir. It's incredibly moving and kind of sets butterflies in your stomach, the intensity of the chants. And then straight ahead of me is Asr al-Nil Bridge, which is the main bridge which runs from Zamalek Island and the west side of the river into Tahrir. And it's just, it doesn't even look like a bridge, to be honest. It just looks like a seething plank of people. In fact, it's almost impossible to get through there because Tahrir is essentially at capacity and no one on that bridge can really get into the square at all. I was just over there and many of the people I was speaking to were reminiscing about both the 25th of January and the 28th of January in 2011, where that bridge became a real symbol of the protesters' triumph against Mubarak's security forces. It was the site of one of the major battles on the 28th, where absolutely tear gas canister after tear gas canister were fired towards protesters. Some of the most dramatic scenes from the anti-Mubarak uprising took place there. And interestingly enough, people were talking about the confidence and the optimism and the excitement they had that day, where this psychological fear barrier that had previously stopped kind of open extrovert resistance to the regime, what was smashed. And they say they feel a similar thing today. Many people are despondent over the gap between their hopes and dreams from that day and the reality 12 months later, but they also feel emboldened today at the volume of people who have come out, at the intensity of those who are calling for an end to military rule. And they know that every major concession made by the military government in the past 12 months has come as the result of protests. People say to them, look, the ruling generals have promised to stand down. They've already convened a parliament. They're going to hold democratic presidential elections in the next few months and allow the writing of a new constitution. What more do you want? And the protesters' response is, they're only doing all of those things because we were on the streets in the first place. If it hadn't been for that, the military dictatorship would have continued unabashed. It would have had no resistance. They would never have put Mubarak on trial. They would never have called for parliamentary elections. They would never have promised to hold presidential elections by the summer this year. So it's only thanks to our pressure that things are getting better. And the fact is, there are so many things still to do, so many of the revolutionary demands still to meet. The chants all around me at the moment, they're chanting just the revolution being on its way to Tahrir. Earlier they were singing bread, freedom, human dignity, bread, freedom, social justice. That is what remains to be achieved in Egypt. And these protesters, certainly from their mood today, are not going to rest until they get it.